The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, Letter 24. My dear Wormwood, I have been in correspondence with some trumpet who is in charge of your patient's young woman, and begin to see the chink in her armour. It is an unobtrusive little vice which she shares with nearly all women who have grown up in an intelligent circle, united by a clearly defined belief. And it consists in a quite untroubled assumption that the outsiders who do not share this belief are really too stupid and ridiculous. The males who habitually meet these outsiders do not feel that way. Their confidence, if they are confident, is of a different kind. Hers, which she supposes to be due to faith, is in reality largely due to the mere colour she has taken from her surroundings. It is not, in fact, very different from the convictions she would have felt at the age of 10, that the kind of fish knives her used in her father's house were the proper or normal or real kind, while those of the neighbouring families were not real fish knives at all. Now, the element of ignorance and naivety in all this is so large, and the element of spiritual pride so small, that it gives us little hope of the girl herself. But have you thought of how it can be made to influence your own patient? It is always the novice who exaggerates. The young man who has risen in society is over-refined. The young scholar is pedantic. In this new circle, your patient is a novice. He is there daily meeting Christian life of a quality he never before imagined, and seeing it all through an enchanted glass because he is in love. He is anxious, indeed the enemy commands him, to imitate this quality. Can you get him to imitate this defect in his mistress and to exaggerate it until what was venial in her becomes in him the strongest and most beautiful of the vices, spiritual pride? To be continued.